Good morning, and welcome to another in our series of mini shiurim on the Book of Ezra. We're learning in the merit of the IDF, Israel's emergency services, the hostages, and the injured. And we are at the start of Perek Hey, start of chapter 5. And again, we are in the second year of King Darius. Remember that in chapter 4, we learned about an attempt by the Samaritans, locals, to prevent the Jews from continuing to build the Beis HaMikdash. They sent a letter to the Persian government saying that the Jews would rebel once they had the walls of Jerusalem established. They would no longer pay tribute. And that letter was successful. But we said that that may be something that happened actually before the story in Ezra chapter 5, and the Jews are therefore building against the Persian government's order, or that may be something that actually happens later on and was only put in chapter 4 because it was talking about Samaritan opposition. Either way, whether the Jews are currently building against Persian orders or whether the Persian obstruction that we learned about in chapter 4 hasn't happened yet, we do see a problem with the Persians here in chapter 5. So what we're going to see is, at the start of the chapter, the Jews start to build the Beis HaMikdash, and then this fellow Tatanai, who we introduced yesterday as a Persian functionary, is going to come in and cause them some trouble. So let's start from the beginning of the parak. V'esnabi Chagai Nevi'a u'Zecharya bar Ido Nevi'aya. Chagai, the Navi, as well as Zecharya, son of Ido, prophets, gave nevuah al Yehudaye dibi Yehuda b'Yerushalayim for the Jews who are in Yehud, Judea, this province, and Jerusalem, b'shum ala Yisrael aleihon, in the name of the God of Israel, upon them. So Haggai and Zechariah give a prophecy. We don't know what the prophecy is, but the next sentence says, b'dayin kamuz yubavel bar shaltiel v'yeshua bar yotzadok v'shariyu l'mivnei. Then Zerubbabel, political leader, Yoshua Kohen Gadol, religious leader, both of them rise up and begin to build Beis Elaka di Birushalayim, the house of God in Jerusalem. V'imhon, and with them, Nevi'aya di Elaka Misa'adin Lahon, the prophets of God were assisting them. So that tells us that the message of Haggai and Zechariah is about building the Beis HaMikdash. This is consistent with the fact that we've said that the construction is going on in the second year of King Darius. We said that based on chapter 4, sentence 24, which said that that's when they start building. But you could also see it in Haggai and Zechariah, because the prophet Haggai, his entire book is dated in the second year of King Darius. If you read his book, Sefer Haggai, which is in Treyasar, he is encouraging them to build the Beis HaMikdash, and that's in the second year of King Darius. So that's number one. Number two, Zechariah is a contemporary of Haggai. Zechariah might actually be the Kohen Zechariah, who is mentioned in Nehemiah chapter 12, sentence 16, which is interesting side note. But Zechariah is very much about the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And in Zechariah chapter 1, where he announces that Hashem has had mercy on Yerushalayim, that prophecy is dated also to the second year of King Darius. Note he's introduced here as Zechariah, son of Ido. Radak suggests it's actually his grandfather, Ido. It's not his father. His father is Brechia. His grandfather, Ido, is mentioned because Ido was a Navi, was a prophet as well. So Haggai and Zechariah are both giving prophecies which lead the Jews to start building the second Beis HaMikdash. You may remember that there's a third prophet associated with this period of time, the early second Beis HaMikdash, and that is Malachi. But he's not on the scene, and it's generally assumed he's actually the next generation. In any case, they give a message which sounds like leads the Jews to build. And then we get sentence three.
Sentence three. Bezimna, at that time, Asa Aleon Tatanai Pachas Avarnara. Along comes Tatanai, who is the Pacha of the region beside the river. And we introduced Tatanai already yesterday and said it's not clear whether he's an enemy of the Jews or just a government functionary who's going to cause them problems. That's going to play out in the course of the story. We talked about where he's based and all of that. I'm not going through that again. Ushasar Boznai, along with this fellow Shasar Boznai, who is apparently working with him, as well as Uchnav Ashon and their allies, V'chein Amrin Lahom, and this is what they said to the Jews, Man Sam Lachom Te'im Baisa Dina Libne, who gave you an instruction to build this house? What are you doing trying to build this house? V'ushana Dina L'Shachlala, and to strengthen these walls. Where is your permit, essentially, is what Tatanai says to the Jews. Edayin, at that point, Kinema Amarna Lahom, we said to them. So the we here seems to be builders or alternatively scribes who are recording this. Ibn Ezra offers both possibilities. But we responded to them. We said to them is the... hang on one second. Okay, sorry for that pause. I just wanted to double check myself. It is. We said to them as either the Jewish builders or alternatively their scribes, and we said to them, Mini nun shmas guvraya didina binyana banayin. We told them the names of the people who are building this this house. Ve'ein elahahom havas al shava yehudaye. And now we go back to either a narrator's voice or the Persians, but I think it's not. I think it's the narrator's voice saying, and the eye of their God, meaning the Jewish God, was on these Jews who had come back to the to build this Beis HaMikdash, or alternatively, Al Save Yehudayeh, really. The eye of God was on the elders of the Jews. V'labatilu himo atama l'daryavesh yahach. And they didn't stop them from actually building the Beis HaMikdash until the message would go back to Daryavesh. And then there would be a response and they would know what to do. In other words, Tatanai says, what in the world are you doing? Where's your permit? And the Jews say, here are the people who are building it. And the message is going back to Persia now. And Tatanai says, you can keep on building while we sort this out. That's really a remarkable thing, the fact that he says that. That's not what I would have expected. I would have expected him to shut them down completely. So that's the Malbim's position, that Tatanai is actually a by-the-books functionary. He's just a guy who has a certain set of rules that have to be followed, and he's here to make sure that everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing. Now, it is worth noting that we have an inscription called the Behistun inscription. For those who want to look it up, Behistun. It's an inscription with Persian military victories. And lines 18 to 21 of the Behistun inscription actually talk about events of the second year of King Darius, somewhere around this period, the year 520 before the Common Era, according to the secular chronology, and they speak of revolts that were going on at this time. Maybe after I upload the recording for today, I'll also put in the chat a link for the Behistun inscription translation so people could see it. But the bottom line is that in this period of 522 to 520 before the Common Era, Darius has to deal with a series of revolts, and perhaps that's part of this crackdown on, hey, who are you? What do you think you're doing? What do you think that you're building here? So Tatanai could be a bad guy, somebody from like the Samaritans, even on their side, paid by them, or he's just somebody who wants to make sure all your papers are in order. And then we're told, as we just read, Hashem helps us, Hashem is with us, and we are able to continue to build. Okay, so now the letter to the Persians goes out, and the text of the letter is given to us here within Sefer Ezra. So, chapter 5, sentence 6. Sorry for being a little disjointed this morning. Trying to work this around Pesach prep isn't so easy. So, sentence 6. Parshegini garta dishlach tatanai pachas avar nahara. Here is the text of the letter that Tatanai, the pacha of this area beside the river, sent. Ushasar Boznai, along with Shasar Boznai, Uchnavasei, and his allies, Afar Sechaye Diba Avernara, all of these officials who are in this region of Avernara, Al Daryavish Malka, to King Darius. And they said the following, L'Daryavish Malka Shlomachola, To King Darius, all is well, is the way that Malbim translates it. In other words, everything is good. This is just a friendly inquiry supporting the idea that Tatanai is not hostile. Yedil Havila Malka, be it known to the king, Diazana Yehud Medintel, we went to this state of Judea, Lebes Elaka Rabba, to the house of the great God, Vahu Misbine, Evan Galal, it's being built with Evan Galal, which is marble. Those who learn the beginning of Bavakama will recall this about Evan Galal. Ibn Ezra actually says it's called Galal because they had to roll it to the site because marble is so heavy. So, like Liglol, Galgal, Gilgal, all of that, they're rolling the stone to the site. In any case, the house is being built with marble, mitzam bichuslaya, and there's wood being put in the walls as well. Va'avidita dach asparna misavda, and the work is going really quickly, umatzlach b'yed home, and they are succeeding. That's the description. So, parenthetically, why does he stress the wood between the layers of stone? So it's very interesting. Rashi, Ibn Ezra, Metzudas David say this is part of his allegation for we shouldn't be building, that we're strengthening the structure. That's one approach. Malbim, though, notes, could be read differently. Could be read that since there's wood in the structure, therefore, this could be set on fire any time if they're revolting. Clearly, these Jews are not rebelling because they're making themselves vulnerable. Those who have learned the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah will note that actually the Gemara there says that when Darius tells the Jews how to build the Beis HaMikdash, which is coming in chapter 6, he tells them specifically to have marble with wood in between. And the Gemara criticizes him, saying he's doing it so that the building could in fact be set on fire if need be. So it's entirely possible that you could read this as him saying, look, these Jews are clearly not revolting. The whole business of wood with stone also goes back to the way the first Beis HaMikdash was constructed, but I'm not going to go into that right now. So you could read his comment either as saying these Jews are trying to strengthen the structure, or you could read it as the Jews are clearly not revolting in the way that they're building it. My friend Moshe Goldstein, when we learned this Sefer Ezra years ago, said in fact Tatanai could be sending it in a deliberately vague way so that it could be taken either way. In any case, Tatanai says the work's going really, really well, which again could be a warning: the structure's going up quickly, you better act now. Or, as Malbim notes, it could be a helpful note. The building's going well, and there's no trouble with the locals. This is a nice, friendly project. You could really read Tatanai's message either way. So he says to his superiors, sentence 9, Edein she'elna l'savaya ilech, I asked these elders, k'neima amarna lahom, amansal lachom te'em baisa dina l'mivnia, I asked you, who gave you the instruction to build this house? V'ushana dina l'shachlala, and who was it who told you to reinforce these walls? V'ashmas hom she'elna lahom lahoda usach, and I asked them what their names were so I could pass it along, dinichtuv shum guvraya divarashayhem, so that I could record the names of their leaders, which again could be these are the rabble rousers, or this could help the Jews because the Jews at this stage are led by Zerubbabel, who is a licensed government official. The Persians licensed Sheshbatzar and Zerubbabel. So Tatanai, you could really read him both ways. You could really read him as sabotaging, or you could read him as just doing his job. Okay, so tomorrow, God willing, we'll pick up from here and we will see Tatanai record how the Jews responded, and we will conclude, God willing, chapter 5.